Okay, we're up to Ayin Ches Amid Beis, Mamash Atat. Chokak Lahashlin Bekosol Bekama. Rashi learns, Sulam Tzor, you have a ladder that's too narrow, it's not four tefachim wide. The Chokak Bekosol Mikan Mikan, Keneged Chavoki Asulam, Lahashlin Rochbo Bedalit. And you hollowed out the wall a little bit on each side of the ladder to extend the ladder, to make it as if the ladder is extended. So the kamat tzorich lahashlim harocha begova hakosel. How much, how high do you have to make the indentation in the wall to make the ladder acceptable to be considered a pesach, to be mamayit at the wall? So that's how Rashi learns, that we're talking about the width of the ladder. The Ritva learns that it's talking about the height of the ladder. The ladder wasn't 10 tefachim high, and you want to now put an indentation in the kosel to what's it called, to make it higher. So Omerlei ba'asorah. So here Rashi learns you have to have a full 10 tefachim hollowed out on the side of the ladder to make the ladder acceptable. Omerlei, Omerlei mole komosel. What's it called, basor? Omerlei chokako kulo bekosel bekama. Okay, so in order to make the ladder acceptable, you need 10 tefachim on each side of the ladder to be hollowed out. So you need at least 4 tefachim by 10 tefachim. Chokako kulo bekosel bekama. What if you hollowed out the ladder totally from the wall? Because you didn't put a ladder against the wall. You made a ladder in the wall. You made you carved out a ladder inside the wall. And even though what's it called? Rashi says Choka Kola Sulam Bekoso Basora Ad Asori Yashlimenu. Till 10 tefachim, you have to make sure the ladder is 4 tefachim, counting the indentations in the wall. The kivan de ika begova sora rochav arbo havi by sheer pesach the afagav de gavoa kosel tuva leslamba. Even though the wall is higher than that, once you have a ladder that's 10 tefachim high by 4 tefachim, that's considered a pesach. Choka kol asulam bekosel kein shlivos. You made like rungs of a ladder indented into the wall. The rochvan de meshach kosel arbo, and they're 4 tefachim wide. The kama gova tzorich lachuk rochav arbo. How much of the ladder has to be 4 tefachim wide in order to be considered a Pesach? Mole komosor shel kosel. So the Gemara answer, it has to be most of the height of the wall. Tzorich she meshech ha-chavokim arbo. Now here it's not good enough, just 10. It has to be most of the height, because this kind of ladder is not as easy to climb as a separate ladder that's separate from the wall. That's what the Gemara says. Umayshna, why taka, when you have a real ladder that's not 4 tefachim, it's enough to just be mashlimit for 10 tefachim height, even though it's much lower than the full height of the wall. And when you have a ladder that's made and carved into the wall, there you need what's it called, that the ladder should go up most of the height of the wall. Amarlei, hasa mistalikle, hakalo mistalikle. Right, over the case where the ladder is separate, it's easy to climb. So it's a Pesach, even if it's 10 tefachim high, even though it's far from the top of the wall. But here, you what's it called, since it's part of the wall itself, it's harder to climb, and therefore if it's not most of the way up, it's not considered a Pesach. Tosus points out that it's talking about a wall that is on an incline, because otherwise we have the same problem we had before of a ladder that's straight up and down, that's not what's it called, which is very difficult, machlokas we had before, whether that ladder bechlal is okay. And so therefore it's talking about a wall that itself is on an incline, so the ladder is memela when you carve it into the wall, it's on an incline also. Bo mine Rav Yosef mi Rabba asol le'ilan sula mahu. What if you planted a tree right next to the wall and made that into a sulam where you can climb and go over the wall? Is that considered a Pesach or not? Tiboy l'Rebbe, tiboy l'Rabbon. This Shaila is both according to Rebbe and according to the Rabbonan in a different machlokas. where the Rabbanon and what's it called, if you put your Eruv, see Rashi, Hasam, Ki Ika Sulam, Magia L'Rosh HaKoso, Noach Lalosbo. Over there, if you have a Sulam, right, where the Sulam is separate from the wall, and it goes up to the top of the wall, Noach Lalos, it's easy to climb. Umiel Ochoshiv L'Mehavi Pesach, Botsa Mirochav Dalet. But it's not considered a Pesach if it's less than four Tvachim wide. Hilkach Chimash V'Lei Rochav Arba, Begov Asora, therefore, if the ladder is at least 10 tvachim high, 4 tvachim wide, and then it extends to the top of the wall, that's good enough, even though the part that's above 10 tvachim is not what's called 4 tvachim wide. But over here, where the ladder is carved into the wall itself, it's not so easy to climb. Therefore, the height of the ladder that's 4 tvachim wide has to be most of the wall up. Nistalikle noach lalos ladan. The word nistalikle means that it's easy to climb. To boil the Rebbe, to omer of a perik b'chol ma'arvin, we had before machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan, hanosin eruv tchumin, be'ilan. That you put your eruv tchumin in a tree. So are you konish visa or not? Why is you not allowed to climb the tree on Shabbos? So kona eruv, so Rebbe holds that you're kona. Why? The hasam taima mishum miknish visa bein hashmashosu. The dover shumishum shvus kigon shimush mechuber lo gozer lo ben hashmasha. Because over there, the halacha is that you have to be kone shvisa ben hashmashas. Once you're kone shvisa ben hashmashas, then the eruv, even if it's eaten after that, it's no longer there, it's okay. So therefore, even though you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos, but lidvar mitzvah, shvus, like climbing a tree, it's only nisud rabbanan, is not asur ben hashmashas. So ben hashmashas, you could have gone up the tree and gotten the pass. So therefore, the eruv takes effect. That's what Rebbe holds. V'davar shum mishum shvus kigon shimish mechuber lo gozer lo ben hashmashas. Aval gabi eruv echatzeros. But over here is a different question. One second. This is a shaila. So Rebbe, who holds over there that it's a good eruv tchumin. Because even though it's in a tree, then Ashmashis, you could go up the tree and get it, right? So here is a still a shayla. Maybe over here he would disagree with that he said over there. Why? Hacha avalagabe eruv echatzeros. Here we're not talking about eruv echumim, where you're konish visa, where that becomes the place where you had residence when Shabbos came in. And since when Shabbos came in was ben Ashmashis, and ben Ashmashis, you could go up the tree, so you're konish visa. But over here, eruv echatzeros tamishin de pesach mashvilu. Over here, it's because it's considered a pesach, right? You want it to be considered a doorway in the wall. So now you could make an eruv combined between the two chatzeros. Lahuchad al yidei eruv. The ilo chazi l'tashmish tekula yom ala pischa. If this pesach is automatically going to be closed for most of the Shabbos, then the fact that it was open, you could have gone up the tree on what's it called, on Ben Hashmashas, doesn't make it a Pesach. A Pesach that's going to automatically be closed for most of the Shabbos is not a Pesach. Where we're talking about where your residence was when Shabbos came in was Ben Hashmashas, and you could have gotten the bread. So that's your residence. But over here, we want this ladder to be considered a Pesach. It has to be considered a Pesach for the whole Shabbos. If it's not fit to be considered a Pesach for the whole Shabbos, it's not going to work. La pischa mikri. Hilkach lo shoril hu erivayu ben hashmashos. Therefore, the fact that it was a Pesach ben hashmashos is irrelevant, because it's not going to be a Pesach for the whole Shabbos. Tiboye, the Rebbe Yehuda, one second. Tiboye the Rebbe, Tiboye the Rabbanan. Let's see the Gemara. Tiboy the Rebbe, ad kan lo kamar Rebbe hasam kol davar shumishum shvus lo gozer lo hani mile ben hashmashas. Aval kula yuma lo. What's it called? So the shaila is, even Rebbe who holds by eruv etchumin, an eruv in a tree is good. Maybe over here, the Pesach in the tree is not going to be good because it's not for the whole Shabbos. Okay. Even the Rabbanan will hold that the fact that it's good ben hashmashas, right? They weren't matir shvus ben hashmashas to be able to get the eruv, right? Pischahu va'aryehu deraviyale. Even according to Rabbanan over there, you can't ma'isa get the what's it called the eruv. So that's not your makom shvisa. If you can't eat the pass, that's not your residence. So the Rabbanan hold, you're not allowed to go up the tree and get the pass. But over here, Lemaisa, the thing is a Pesach. Right? It's pass. A goy could go climb up the thing and get to the other side of the chotzer. You're just not allowed to do it. But Lemaisa, this wall has a Pesach. Even if you can't go on, and it's not because of something wrong with the Pesach, something wrong with you. You have an Isser Shabbos. But the tree is a Pesach. So maybe it's good enough that if in fact there's something there that connects the two chatzeros, even though for a side reason you can't go up, there's a lion on the wall. It doesn't make it not a Pesach. There's something here, there's a lion. The lion is the Isser. So it's a Pesach, but you can't go up that Pesach. It's still called a Pesach. It still connects the two chaseros. It doesn't make a difference whether you can actually go up it or not. Is it accessible from one chaser to the other? And this tree makes it accessible. So that's the shayla. Now the Gemara has a further shayla. Rashi va'arye revia alehi. Isser shvus omer lanu suru. The shvus tells me, stop, desist. Umikoma kom Pesach havi. You can't. So how are you going to get to the other chotzer? You can't climb the tree. So there's holes in the wall, which are not enough to be considered a Pesach. They're not dalid by yud, right? So they're small holes. You can hand things through the holes from one end to the other and make an Eruv together. But lemaisa, there is a Pesach here. You're just not allowed to climb up on Shabbos. That's the shayla. Right? Is this a Pesach, even according to the Rabbanan, who hold that a Shavuos wasn't Mutter Ben Hashmashes? It's never Mutter to go up this ladder on Shabbos. But there's a ladder. The tree is considered like a ladder. Or maybe no, even according to Yehuda, who holds that since Ben Hashmashes, you could get the Eruvei Tchumen. It's considered your residence, that's by Eruvei Tchumen. But of Eruvei Chatzeros, you need it to be fit for the whole Shabbos to be a Pesach. The Chelkas Yaakov brings a raya from here, this concept that, what's it called, that, which you see the Gemara is going to support that the tree is taka osir, because the Pesach is not fit for the whole Shabbos. He wants to say for here, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, and you want to make an Erev, and you're going to make the Erev with what's it called, the Chametz. So, it's Ben Hashmashes. What's it called? You could, get up the Erev and eat the thing, right? But, Lemaisa, the rest of Shabbos is Erev Pesach. So when Friday night came in, you could still eat Chametz. But on Shabbos, once it becomes the Zman of Isser Chametz, Chatzos, or before, right, you're not going to be able to eat that bread. So it was fit for Ben Hashmashes, but it's not fit for the whole Shabbos. See over here, that something that was fit for Ben Hashmashes, you could climb up the tree Ben Hashmashes, but it wasn't fit for the whole Shabbos, it's not called a Pesach. So it's not called an Erev either. So he says no. What? So he says no, there's a difference. By the Pesach, right, you need it to be called a bona fide Pesach. And a Pesach that's going to automatically be inaccessible is not called a Pesach. Masha'en Kain, because the halacha is something that was mutter for part of the Shabbos is mutter for the whole Shabbos. But here, you know for sure it's homemade not to be mutter, that's no good. Masha'en Kain, by Eruvei Chatzeros, right, it just has to be roy when Shabbos came in. If later it disappears or it gets eaten, it's okay. Okay? So here, it was roy when Ben Hashmashes came. Right? Not because of Kutra. It's all you need. The halacha is that once the Eruv was fit to what's it called on Ben Hashmashes, that's matter. So mainly you could make an Eruvei Tchumin on what's it called. It's not a din that a Pesach that was mutter, part of the Shabbos, mutter the whole Shabbos. That's only if it theoretically could have been mutter the whole Shabbos. If it definitely wasn't going to be, it's no good. But the case of Knias Eruv is enough that you're Kona your Eruv B'Shvisa on what's it called, on Ben Hashmashes. It doesn't depend on the rest of Shabbos. And here it was fit to be eaten Ben Hashmashes. So therefore the fact that the rest of Shabbos is not going to be fit doesn't make a difference. That's what the Chazon Ish holds. Okay, now, another Shaila. Asol Asherah Sulam. You made not only a tree, but an Asherah. Okay, and the Rishonim point out that, look, it's not talking over here where it's growing, connected to the ground. It's an Asherah that you separated from the ground. Otherwise, no different than a tree. It can't be better than the tree. It's a tree. freeze happens to be also for two reasons. One because of Shabbos, and one because the whole week it's also because of an Asherah. So we're not talking about an Asherah that's also because of a tree on Shabbos. It's also because of Asherah. Or it's talking about a tree, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's totally dried out. So there's no chash of taking things off because there's no Isser Deraisa of taking things off a totally dried out tree. It's like a piece of wood. So you made an Asherah Asula. It's not, you're not allowed to climb the Asherah because it's Asur Bahano. Okay, it's Avodah Zorah. Mahu. Tiboyel Rabbi Yehuda, Tiboyel Rabbanan. Same Shaila. Right? Tiboyel Rabbi Yehuda. Right? We can ask the Shaila according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lo kom Rabbi Yehuda hasam de mutter liknos bayis bisuri hano el hasam. The bosser de konile eruv lo nicha le de linter. Right? By Rabbi Yehuda, in the case where you're konish visa, right? On a, the Rabbi Yehuda holds a case where you put the Erev on a grave, which is also Bahano, Rashi says it. Asol Asherah Ilan, Sha'ov Dinoso. An Asherah is a tree that is worshipped. But also Bahano, and it becomes also Bahano. Im Timtze Lomer B'Shar Ilan Pesachu, even if you say by a regular tree, that's only also because of Shabbos, that's called the Pesach. But over here, where you're getting Hanoh from Avodah Zorah to climb the tree, maybe that makes it worse. Not called the Pesach at all. Tiboy Rabbi Yehuda, Domer Perak B'chol Ma'arvin, Bigmara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hanosin Eseruva B'kever, Kona Eruv. The Afagav, the Kever Asur Banoah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to put the Eruv on a Kever, even though the Kever is Asur Banoah, and you're calling the Shvisa. Right? Hoki Garcin, Hosom, who the boss of the Kona Le Eruv, Lo Nichele Le Linter. Lo ichbas le b'shmiraso. Over there, as soon as Ben Hashmashas came in, and your kona shvisa, with the Erev that you put on the kever, right, and that now you can extend your tchum, it's like you're living there, you don't care what happens to the Erev. You don't care that the Erev should be watched over there, right? The ishtakach de lo mishani mikivra, ele knias Erev l'chude. Comes out, you have no hanoah from this kever except the actual action of being kona shvisa. Right, v'ahi lav hanoah. That's not considered hanoah. Why not? Can beforeish asum dein ma'arvin b'tchumim el dvar mitzvah. Because a ruve tchumim can only make with dvar mitzvah, and mitzvah is lav lahenes nitnu. So the actual action of being kona shvisa and creating the eruv is not a hanoah. Elamai, you're going to have the pas there protected with the, by the kever for the rest of Shabbos. You don't care about that. You don't need that. Once the moment the Ben Hashmashas comes and you were kona shvisa, you don't need this pas anymore. It could disappear, to be eaten. Therefore, the only thing you want it for is to be kona the shvisa that moment. And that's a mitzvah. A mitzvah is lav lahenes nitnu. Aval eruve chatzeros, but eruve chatzeros, our case, lahanosohi. That's a hanoah. The whole Shabbos, you're nehena from this. The lo dvar mitzvah. It's not a dvar mitzvah. Now it's the whole Shabbos. You can do whatever you want by climbing up this asher or whatever. And you want the Asherah to remain. So the Havi Hanoah, that's called Hanoah. Oh, Dilma, Gemara. Oh, Dilma, Afilu the Rabbana, maybe the other way. Even the Rabbana, who hold that it's Aser to be Kona Shvisa on a Kever, that is considered what's it called Hanoah. Pishahu, Vari de Revealer. Right? But here, it's going to be good. Why? Because Lamais, it's a Pesach. Over there, you need to be Kona Shvisa. You're not Kona Shvisa. You can't be kona shvisa by the kever. But over here, it's not an idea of being kona shvisa. It's an idea, is there something that connects these two chatzeres? Yes, there is. Are you allowed to go up it? No, but that has nothing to do with the Pesach. The Pesach is a Pesach. That's the Metzias. You just are not allowed to go on it for a separate reason, like a lion's on it. The fact that the lion's on it doesn't make it not a Pesach. That's the same shayla. So that's the shayla. Is it not good, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds by a kever is good, because over here you need it for the whole Shabbos? Or is it good, even according to Rabban, who holds by a kever is not good, because l'maisa, it's a Pesach. Over there you need to be kona shvisa, you can't have shvisa in a place you can't go. But over here, it depends on the fact, are these two chatzeros accessible to each other? They are. Except you can't go on the thing, but it has something that connects them. Rashi, Hachi Garcinen, you don't care if the bread stays there or not. Once Ben Hashmashas came and you were kona shvisa, so you're finished. and now you can go from that place, walk from that place 2,000 amos. Dishtachet de lo mischani mikivre ela knias erev v'chudei. Vahi lo hanoa hikin meforish osam. Dein marv mitzchul min lo dvar mitzvah. U mitzvah zlav v'henes nitnu. Aval eiru v'chet seiros la hanoa sohi. V'lo lo dvar mitzvah v'avi hanoa. Here it's l'maisa, you can make eiru v'chet seiros even shalo la mitzvah. Meile, it's a hanoa. Ol dil ma'af agav de osir b'hanoa, halo mishtamish b'nidi. U pischo shmei. V'ar yehu de revi ole. Or maybe not. Maybe, even though what's it called, it's osir b'hanoa, you're not using this thing. You're not going to climb this ladder. You're not going to climb the tree. You're not going to have any hanoa from it. Right? Elamai, the shaila is it, in fact, a Pesach or not? It is a Pesach, even though you're not going to climb it. You can't climb it. V'ar Yehuda Raviyah, it's like a lion's on it. Mikom akom ha-chatzeros mechubarn. L'maisa, the chatzeros are accessible one to the other. Even though b'poel, you can't do it, but there is something that connects them. That's the same shaila. So now the Gemara is going to pass from what the halacha is. Omar lei, ilon mutter v'asher asura. The ilon is asur, but the ashera is mutter. Okay? Again, the ashera is not talking where it's an ilon. It's just asur because of ashera. So what's the difference? The ilon you can't climb because of Hilchos Shabbos. The ashera you can't climb because it's asur b'hanoah. So why should this one be okay and this one not? Maskif lor v'chizda adarabba. Ilon she'isr Shabbos gorim lo nitzer. Right? So he said what's it called? Ilon mutter v'asher asur. Right, the tree is mutter, but the asher is asur. So Rav Chisda said just the opposite. The ilon should be asur because Shabbos is the reason you can't climb that. It's a tarte disasri. How could this be matter something on Shabbos when the thing is asur because of Shabbos? That's how the Ritva learned. How could you have something that you want to use to be matter halacha Shabbos when because of Shabbos this thing is asur to walk on? But the asher has nothing to do with Shabbos. The asher is a separate issue. It's not because of Shabbos that it's asher, so there's no stira. So in a chadam, you can't climb this asherah ladder, but it's there. And it's not asher because of Shabbos, it's only asher because of asherah. The Nela, it's what's it called, it's considered a Pesach. Asherah is shisur dover acher goren lo nitzer. So that's what's it called, Rav Chisda holds. So Rav Chisda holds just the opposite. The Asherah would be mutter, because it's not asur because of Shabbos. And the Elon would be asur because of Shabbos. Who is the Omar Lei? Rav Yosef Mirabba. Rabba holds, right, that's what Rav Chisda holds. And Rabba holds, no. Asherah is asur all the time, so therefore it's not a Pesach. But the Elon is only Osir on Shabbos. That Isser can't make it not a Pesach. That's the two different stories. Itmar Nami, ki Osir Rav in Omer Abelazar, v'amri lo Omer Avavo, Omer Rav Yochanan, kol she Isser Shabbos garam lo Osir, kol she Isser Dover Acher garam lo Mutter. And Echonami, the story like Rav Chisda. Where the Isser is Shabbos, you can't have something that's Osir because of Shabbos, it'll be Mutter something on Shabbos. But where the Isser has nothing to do with Shabbos, just Osir, then we say it's like a lion on it, and the mice it remains a Pesach. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masni Hachi, Ilon Plugsa the Rebbe v'Rabbanon, Asherah Plugsa the Rebbe v'Rabbanon. And Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak disagrees with Klal, and he says that it's mamish the same machlokas, that the case of Ilon would be dependent mamish on the machlokas of Rebbe and the Rabbanon. According to Rebbe, that you can climb the Ilan and Benishmashis, it will help for a Ruve Chatzeris too to be considered a Pesach. And according to Rabbanon, it won't be considered a Pesach. And Asherah is the same machlokas of Yehuda and the Rabbanon of what's it called, whether you can put it on a kever or not. If it's Surei Hanoah, you can be called Nishvisa, the same thing as if considered a Pesach or not. He disagrees both with Rav Chisda and with Rabba that the machlokas is not dependent on that machlokas. There could be good or no good according to both of them. And he also tamamish that same machlokas. L'halacha, the Rosh paskins like Rav Chisda. Yeah. The Rabbeinu Chanan and the Rosh paskins Rav Chisda, that Ilon is Osir, but Asher is Mutter, and the Rambam paskins the other way, like Rabba. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down both days, that some say the Asherah is Osir, and some say the Ilan is Osir. Okay. Let's go on. Choritz, Shebein Beis Chatzeros. Till now we're talking about a wall that separated two. Yeah, people can say, whatever the ditch is. What's it called? You may picture to know what a ditch is. Till now we're talking about a wall between two chatzeros. Now we're talking about a ditch that's dug between two chatzeros. And it doesn't have to be two different chatzeros, the Mepharshim say. Even a person's one chatzer, but it has a ditch, and there's different houses. The house that opens to this side of the chatzer to the ditch, and the house that opens to this, same thing. Is it considered like two chatzeros or one chatzer? So the ditch, Amuk Yud, if it's 10 tvachim deep, the roch of Dalet, and it's 4 tvachim wide, right? So then, Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'imar Arvin Echad. That makes each chatzer a totally separate thing, and the what's it called, and you have to make two separate Erevin. You can't make an Erev, one Erev between the two, because they are two separate things without any Pesach. They're not accessible one to the other. Afilu mole kash o tevin. Even if the ditch is filled with straw or tevin's another kind of straw. It's kash is the pieces of a stalk of the grain, and tevin is animal feed.
Hay.
What?
Hay.
Who?
Hay.
Hay? Yeah, okay. So what's the difference between straw and hay? What? Stubble? Okay, the stubble is the stalks of the wheat. So I don't know what the where's straw. Well, straw is the same thing, no? I don't know. In any case, so straw or stubble or hay or straw, whatever. Because you're not mevatel it there. And the ditch is still considered a ditch. We'll see. Mole offer otsroros, ma'arvin echo de ma'arvin shtayim. If it's filled with earth, you filled up the ditch with earth, or with pebbles, then the ditch is bottled. And now you can walk right over the ditch. And the ma'arvin echad, they ma'arvin shnayim. Then you can make one, it's considered one thing. You can't make two separate eruvim because there's nothing that separates these two things. You filled up the ditch. The Gemara will discuss what that means. Is there conditions? But pebbles and sand are mevatel the ditch. Now there's no more ditch. So it's one continuous chatzah. But hay and straw aren't mevatel the ditch. The ditch is there. It just happens to have hay and straw in it. And then it becomes one chatzer, and you can only make one common Erev. You can't make two separate Erevim, one on this side of the ditch and one side of the other, because there's no more ditch. Nosanel of Neser, Sherach of Arba Tvachim. The way Rashi learns is, you put a board from one side of the ditch to the other over the ditch. You didn't fill it up. Okay, it's not filled up. It's the ditch, so that the ditch is considered a mechitza that separates between the two chatzeros. And there's a machlokas taka why this ditch is considered a mechitza. Is it a mechitza because there's a wall that, what's it called, that separates? And that wall is a mechitza by itself. You never need four tefachim to make a mechitza. The facade of the wall is a mechitza. But the four tefachim is not because without the four tefachim it's not a mechitza. But a mechitza without four tefachim, you could walk from one end to the other. It's easy to traverse. So it's not a separation. The four tefachim make it difficult to traverse from one to the other, therefore it's considered a separation. That's how the Reb Chaim Brisker holds. The Chazon Ish holds, no, here, in order to be considered a separation, to be considered a mechitza, there has to be a four tefachim, right? If it's just the facade of a wall without four tefachim, that's a ditch, it's not considered a mechitza. In order to be considered a mechitza, you need four tefachim space before the wall. That's a machlokas achrona. And then, whatever the reason is, so now you have this separation. And you put a plank from one end to the other, so you can walk over the plank. So the plank is like a Pesach. It's like putting a ladder on the wall. So if the plank is four tefachim wide, then it becomes like a Pesach between one end of the ditch and the other end of the ditch, just like a ladder becomes a Pesach between one end of the one side of the wall and the other side of the wall. That's how Rashi learns. The same thing would be if you have two balconies that face each other. Ma'arvin shnayim, you can only make two separate erevin. The imratsu ma'arvin echad, but if you put, like we said over here, a plank from one to the other, where you could walk the plank from one balcony to the other, then what's it called? Ma'arvin shnayim, imratsu ma'arvin echad. Then you could either make two separate erevin, or here it has a Pesach with a plank, you can make one. Pachos mikan, but if the plank is less than 4 tefachim wide, then you don't walk a tightrope. That's not considered a Pesach, and now there's a mechitza that separates between either the two balconies, right, the air, or the ditch that separates between the two fields. And therefore, if you don't have a Pesach, you have something less than 4 tefachim, which is not easy to walk over, then it's no good. Then you can only make, what's it called, 2 separate Erevim, and you can't make 1 Erev for both Chatzeros. Rashi. Charitz aruchu umatzik al pnei chatzer kula. It's a ditch that goes from one end of the chatzer to the other and divides it into two. V'roch of dalet tefachim, depachos mikan, noach leposo, mitzvos losloso. If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, you can step over it. But once it's 4 tefachim wide, it's difficult to step over. And therefore, it becomes a separation. V'afilu mole tevin v'kash, lav stimahi. Tevin and kash don't fill up the ditch and are mevatel the ditch. D'lo mavtele hosim. The sofa litlo, because you're not going to leave it there. In the end, you're going to take the hay and the stubble out. Nosel of Neser, so we'll see what happens if you are mevatlet there. Okay. Nosel of Neser, misfaso lisfaso, okay, and gesher, vahavika pesach. Again, Rashi learns, you put a plank from one end of the ditch to the other, from one side of the, one chotzer to the other, over the ditch. Then, what's it called? It's like a pesach. Shtei gezusros, nesorim bolted misfas tikris aliyah, lirshus harabim, the korin loy al doyer. Im yeshnam zuei tzolzu b'shtei aliyos, shal shnei diurim, v'nosen nesa roch of dalim, kemin gesher mizulazu, havino mepesa. You have two buildings facing each other, each one has a balcony, so they're separate, with the air in between them. But if you have a plank from one to the other, where you can walk over the air from one to the other, so then they become like one chatzer, or you can still have them like a pesach, two chatzeres with a pesach between. We have the option of making one big Eruv or two small Eruv. Pachos mikan she'en uroch, it's not 4 tefachim, so it's hard to walk on a plank that's less than 4 tefachim wide, then it doesn't become a Pesach. Rashi. The tevin lochayit, you fill something with straw, it doesn't become a mechitza, it doesn't become a chotzeit, it's not considered like it's there, the ditch is still intact. V'ha'anan tnan, mat bein, she'bein shtei chatzeros, if you have a place where they store straw or hay between two chatzeros, gavo asora tvachim, and it's 10 tvachim high, ma'arvin shnayim ve'im ma'arvin echa. You see it, that hay makes a mechitza. So if the hay can make a mechitza up, if you put the hay in the charitz, it should be mevatel the ditch. Om Rabbaya, le'inyin mechitza kuli amalo pligi to have a mechitza. L'maisa, if it's something. So if it's standing straight up, it's a mechitza, and it divides the chatzeros. Avale inin chatzitza, but to be mavatl an existing mechitza, ibat lechayitz, ilo bat lechayitz. Since you're not going to leave the straw there, you're going to take it out, it's not mavatl, the mechitza of the chariz. Right? Mashenkin over here, it doesn't make a difference if you take it away or not. It's the time that it's there, it's there. It's a mechitza. But if you're going to take it away, and you have a mechitza separating, right? You have the ditch. Now you want this to be considered not a ditch anymore, something you're not going to leave there. Isn't mevatel the mechitza of the ditch? Okay. No, it's not. It's talking where it's, what's it called, where it's Roy Michael Behema, the Rishonim say. That it's talking, what's it called, the kinds of things that you are, what's it called, can take away. In fact, Tosus brings a case where peros that you put into something is, yes, mevatel a chariz. It's considered. What's it called? So he says the peiros are talking about peiros that are tevel or something you can't move. And here the tevin and the kash is talking about, others hold no, peiros you leave for a long time, and tevin and kash you don't leave for a long time. Right? But one of the answers is that but the tevin and kash here is something you can take away. It's not mukta. Lo chai, it's lo sasin. Doesn't close up the ditch. For asnan mat bein shebein shnei chatzeros, godish al tevin. You have a pile of straw. Uktani ma'arvin shnayim amachayis. You see that it separates the two chatzeros. Le'inyeh mechitza afagav de osid litlo kol kama dehavi hosa mechitza. Megavi a mechitza, it's a mechitza as long as you leave it there. If you take it away, take it away. But the fact that you're going to take it away doesn't make it less of a mechitza now. He, doha ma'afsik midi dehavi avitin v'ukfas klei behema deslam perakama dehavi kipa bed. Even something to take away, if you make a mechitza of it for the time that it's there, it's a mechitza. Avalini chatzitza, lochutz bifnei avir hachoris, mevatel the mechitza that exists because of the ditch, that you need something. It's going to remain there. It's not going to remain there. Then the ditch is a ditch, and this is just something temporary. The mashvis like ha'ara. If you want to mevatel the charitz, you need something that's going to be bottled there, not something you're going to take away.